produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again, and I look forward to sharing a few moments with you in this edition of our program, Power Up Your Family. This past week, I had a wonderful opportunity to travel for business purposes to Charlotte, North Carolina. And I've always loved North Carolina. As a kid growing up, every summer we would always make the drive from Louisville, Kentucky, down to primarily the Nashville area. And of course, we would take in the Biltmore Estate, and we'd go over to Cherokee Village to see those sites and drive the Blue Ridge Parkway and enjoy hiking and walking along those nice streams there. And always kind of fun to see the bears on the side of the highway that would be feeding out of the picnic barrels. And kind of a funny incident. One time we pulled over, and there was a group of people there taking pictures, and we were kind of the last of the group. So our car was parked actually a little closer to the bear than I think most people would have thought appropriate. And as I was standing there, the bear was leaning over into the garbage can and was standing on his hind legs. And when I guess it was a she bear, she turned around, and when she landed on all fours, it looked like her face was just a matter of a few feet away from me. And it startled me enough that I literally, without running or walking, jumped from the place I was in at through the open car windows and into the car. And, of course, the crowd was laughing and people were applauding, and it provided a great moment of humor, I'm sure, for everyone that was watching. But I will always remember as one of my choice experiences in visiting North Carolina, that encounter face-to-face with a bear. But I've always enjoyed North Carolina. As a teenager, I went there a couple of times for some leadership training experiences with the DMLA organization. And in fact, in 1979, my employment took me to North Carolina, to a little town called Salisbury. Our production facility was down in Rockwell, North Carolina. And for a couple of years, we enjoyed our time in North Carolina. In fact, one of our four kids was actually born there in Salisbury. So we have some good roots, some good memories of our time in North Carolina. And 12 years ago, on a subsequent visit to North Carolina, to the Charlotte area, I had the good fortune of being able to go to the Billy Graham Library and Museum and was afforded great courtesies in the tour. They recognized after some conversation that I had some connection with Billy Graham due to my grandfather, Mordecai Ham, the Baptist evangelist, who in a series of revival meetings in North Carolina in the fall of 1934, had a 16-year-old young man who attended many of those meetings dedicate his life to the Lord on November the 1st, 1934, a young man by the name of Billy Graham. And so that was a neat experience to be able to go through the library and the museum and to even see the display they had featuring my grandfather, Mordecai Ham. So having shared all of that, this past week I was there in Charlotte on business, and I felt impressed that, you know, it'd be great to go back to the library and see it again. And I went to the website to get a phone number and discovered that the library was closed for renovation and expansion. So I was a little disappointed, but I did a little research and had to dig to find a phone number for the museum and library, and called and discovered very clearly, they made it very plain that, yes, it was closed and there was no visitors allowed. So I thought, well, okay, not this trip, maybe another trip we'll get to do this. And so that afternoon, with some extra time on my hands, I actually drove up to Salisbury and was able to track down some great friends that we hadn't seen in 42 years. However, the next day, after finishing up with the training, I felt impressed just to drive down to the Billy Graham Library and Museum just to see what I could see, knowing that it was closed and I couldn't go in. Well, when I arrived, there was a security building, and the security guard came out and quickly advised me that I would not be allowed on the property due to the construction. And I felt impressed just to ask the gentleman, I said, does the name Mordecai Ham ring a bell? Do you recognize that name? And immediately he responded with excitement, said, oh, yes, I recognize that name. I said, well, I'm his grandson. And everything changed after that. He went to great effort to call to the main office to get me clearance, if you will, to come onto the property. And I was met by the executive director, historian, and another gentleman who is the son of George Beverly Shea. If you ever listened to any of the Billy Graham Crusades or to any of the Arab Decision radio programs, you'll remember the name George Beverly Shea, as he was a marvelous soloist. One of my favorite hymns that he would sing was How Great Thou Art. Needless to say, it was a delightful opportunity to be given a personal tour of the grounds, to stand at the on the sidewalk, what they refer to as the foot of the cross, to view and to talk with these individuals as we viewed the headstones, or the gravestones rather, for Billy Graham and his wife Ruth, and then later to go to another area to see the gravestones for George Beverly Shea and Cliff Barrows and his wife. And George Beverly Shea's son spoke to me at that point and rang a bell that had been on the family homestead, and it was quite a treat. We had a wonderful visit, and I was deeply appreciative of the cordiality extended to me during that time there. And it was fascinating as we exchanged experiences and stories back and forth with these two wonderful gentlemen. So I share all of that to just let you know that that was a highlight of this past week, a very positive spiritual experience. And it helped to remind me of the importance of our roots and the importance of remembering our family heritage, and to witness to others in the name of Jesus Christ, which I was able to do at the near the conclusion of our visit. Today, I would like to talk about a topic that perhaps is timely. You know, there's a lot of commotion going on out there in the world with the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the displacement of hundreds of thousands, millions of citizens of Ukraine as refugees, the heart-rendering fatalities and injuries being rendered because of the war, the consequences of that that have occurred throughout the world with rising gas prices, with the economies in a state of chaos, with high inflation. The list goes on and on as to the difficulties and challenges that we're facing, not just here in the United States, but are occurring literally around the world. So today I'd like to talk about a simple topic. It's a theme, if you will, that comes from a quote from Scripture in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, additional Scripture known as the Doctrine and Covenants. And the quote or the Scripture is, if ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. Now, as I mentioned, we live in a most exciting and challenging period in human history. And I'm taking some of this from a talk that was delivered by an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Elder L. Tom Perry. This was a conference talk that he delivered in October of 1995. He talks about, we live in a most exciting and challenging period in human history. As technology sweeps through every facet of our lives, changes are occurring so rapidly that it can be difficult for us to keep our lives in balance. To maintain some semblance of stability in our lives, it is essential that we plan for our future. I believe it is time, and perhaps with some urgency, to review the counsel we have received in dealing with our personal and family preparedness. We want to be found with our oil, with oil in our lamps, sufficient to endure to the end. President Spencer W. Kimball admonished us, in reviewing the Lord's counsel to us on the importance of preparedness, I am impressed with the plainness of the message. The Savior made it clear that we cannot place sufficient oil in our preparedness lamps by simply avoiding evil. We must also be anxiously engaged in a positive program of preparation. He also said the Lord will not translate one's good hopes and desires and intentions into works. Each of us must do that for himself. Elder Perry goes on to say, on a daily basis, we witness widely fluctuating inflation, wars, interpersonal conflicts, national disasters, variances in weather conditions, innumerable forces of immorality, crime, and violence, attacks and pressures on the family and individuals, technological advances that make occupations obsolete, and so on. Interesting that that was in 1995 that he was sharing that. I think each of those categories has only been magnified and made even worse now than even then. He says the need for preparation is abundantly clear. The great blessing of being prepared gives us freedom from fear, as guaranteed to us by the Lord in the Doctrine and Covenants that I shared earlier, found in the 38th section, the 30th verse. If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. As it is important to prepare ourselves spiritually, we must also prepare ourselves for our temporal needs. Each of us needs to take the time to ask ourselves, what preparation should I make to care for my needs and the needs of my family? We have been instructed for years to follow at least four requirements in preparing for that which is to come. First, gain an adequate education. Learn a trade or a profession to enable you to obtain steady employment that will provide remuneration sufficient to care for yourself and your family. The rapidly changing world breeds obsolescence and requires us to be continually engaged in preparing ourselves for the future. We can become antiquated in our professions if we do not stay up to date. Imagine how many patients a dentist would have if he continued to use the same tools and techniques he used a decade ago. What about a businessman that tried to compete without the use of computers? Or a builder who had not stayed abreast of the latest materials and methods available? Education has, of necessity, become a lifelong pursuit. We must, in our scheduling of time, allot sufficient time to educate ourselves for now and for the future. Second, live strictly within our income and save something for a rainy day. Incorporate in your lives the discipline of budgeting, that which the Lord has blessed you with. As regularly as you pay your tithing, set aside an amount needed for future family requirements. Include your children while planning for the future. I am convinced that in many backyards, a crop of corn, raspberries, or tomatoes planted and harvested by your children each year and sold to your neighbors Will in time yield enough to make a major contribution to a mission or a college education fund? Go out in your garages and look over the unused bicycles, toy cars, athletic equipment, skis, rollerblades, etc., and calculate what the return would have been had the cost of these been invested in the future needs. Remember, I emphasized unused articles. How many of you have seen garages so full of things that there is no longer room for the car? Third, avoid excessive debt. Necessary debt should be incurred only after careful, thoughtful prayer and after obtaining the best possible advice. We need the discipline to stay well within our ability to pay. Wisely, we have been counseled to avoid debt as we would avoid the plague. President J. Reuben Clark fearlessly and repeatedly counseled members of the church to take action. Quote, live within your means. Get out of debt. Keep out of debt. Lay by for a rainy day which has always come and will come again. Practice and increase your habits of thrift, industry, economy, and frugality. Interest never sleeps, nor sickens, nor dies. Once in debt, interest is your companion every minute of the day and night. You cannot shun it or slip away from it. You cannot dismiss it. It yields neither to entreaties, demands, or orders. And whenever you get in its way or cross its course or fail to meet its demands, it crushes you. Incurrence of debt is such an enticement, accompanying the ease with which we can obtain debt should be the great caution of avoidance. Take the opportunity to compute how much you would add to your personal net worth if your home mortgage was only for 10 or 15 years instead of 30. Compute the value of sweat equity if your time and your talents are invested in adding to the size and comfort of your home. It is so easy to allow consumer debt to get out of hand. If you do not have the discipline to control the use of credit cards, it is better not to have them. A well-managed family does not pay interest, it earns it. The definition I received from a wise boss at one time in my early business career was, "Them's that understands interest receives it, them's that don't pays it." Fourth, acquire and store a reserve of food and supplies that will sustain life. Obtain clothing and build a savings account on a sensible, well-planned basis that can serve well in times of emergency. As long as I can remember, we have been taught to prepare for the future and to obtain a year's supply of necessities. I would guess that the years of plenty have almost universally caused us to set aside this counsel. I believe the time to disregard this counsel is over. With events in the world today, it must be considered with all seriousness. Careers are ever-changing. We are told that young people entering the workforce today will have major career changes maybe 3 or 4 times during their work life. Job changes will occur even more frequently, even 10 to 12 times during a life's work cycle. I know of no other way to prepare for these times of adjustment than to be certain that during times of employment, preparations are made for less prosperous times, should they occur. Start now to create a plan if you don't already have one, or update your present plan. Watch for the best buys that will fit into your year's supply, or 3 months' supply, or whatever you're able to do. We are not in a situation that requires panic buying, but we do need to be careful in purchasing and rotating the storage that we're putting away. The instability in the world today makes it imperative that we should take heed of the counsel and prepare for the future. President Harold B. Lee, former president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, indicated in commenting on Lehi's great vision, said, quote, if there is any one thing most needed in this time of tumult and frustration, when men and women and youth and young adults are desperately seeking for answers to the problems which affect mankind, it is an, quote, iron rod as a safe guide along the straight path on the way to eternal life. amidst the strange and devious roadways that would eventually lead to destruction and to the ruin of all that is virtuous, lovely, or of good report. Unfortunately, there are too many of us that are like the scoffers in Lehi's vision. They stand aloof and are inclined to hold in derision the faithful who have chosen to accept church authorities as God's special witnesses of the gospel and his agents in directing the affairs of the church. Elder Perry says, "My sincere counsel to you today is to remember the good basic principles we have been taught from the very beginning, principles of thrift, industry, and integrity that have served mankind in every period of time. Avoid the great and spacious building that is the pride of the world, for it will fall, and great will be the fall thereof. May God bless us with the wisdom to follow the counsel we have received as we prepare spiritually and temporally for the strength and security of our family units, is my humble prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen."
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.